The hosts feel it would be a little unkind.
You know, obviously, you know, if you see a movie that's got the word Frankenstein in the title, definitely we're you know, but it's kind of a funny thing because I think that it's important to have a mad scientist and something created by a mad scientist. Like, those are, I think you can get away without the scientist if the creation is there and you know that's where the creation came from, sort of.
Mm-hmm. What about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Ooh.
It's very similar. Now, once again, though, we don't exactly have the creator unless you count Splinter or, in some cases, I believe it's a Rokusaki or a Shredder.
Yeah, that's interesting. Hmm. I would say that the thing that might, like, separate that is that there wasn't any sort of necessarily intention. I don't know. There kind of is intentionality. Like, it's not just like the ooze is intentionally introduced to them. And I think in some variations of the story, at least, like, yeah, they're exposed on purpose to see what will happen. If not the turtles, then definitely like Bebop and Rocksteady or Toka and Rezar and like, you know, the turtles too, maybe. Yeah. Like, those are definitely examples of like, I am going to make something new. So yeah, I think if nothing else at that point, you know, you have Shredder intentionally making monsters to do his bidding. So yeah, I'm on board with that counting for sure.
Well, there you go. All right. Fair enough. I like it.
So like Father Frankenstein and Beaufort are like peers. They're of the same age. But now that he has died, as like a quote unquote charitable act, he, you know,
kind of sketchy.
He marries the daughter.
He allows her to stay with her some family near Geneva for 2 years, I believe he says. He gives her 2 years after the grooming has been complete.
It's I know that sketchy. This kind of thing is common at the time, but it just it feels gross. It's very, you know, it's just not only the age difference being gross. I mean, that is gross enough, but like the fact that it's like, one, it's not, you know, it's a girl that is your friend's daughter, so it's somebody that, you know,
that makes it worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's all because, like, you know, if you spend time around a kid as they grow up because you're friends with their parent, like, they sort of become like a family member of your own. Like, they're not your child.
You are
uncle,
like, or aunt.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's almost like a niece or something. And not only that, but clearly she doesn't have anywhere else to go. Like, he's, you know, he's like, this is your best option. You marry me and you marry into my money and you don't have to, like, be poor the rest of your life. So
we'll take care of you.
Yeah, it's just a terrible situation to put someone in, and I know it was super common, but that doesn't make it any less gross.
So, and one of the things I've been thinking about with all the Universal movies and, like, gothic horror is that a lot of them have the foundations of love. There is a love of something there. Mm-hmm. So with The Invisible Man, it was basically the love of control, right?
Yeah.
The guy, without spoiling too much of the movie, the dude was a control freak in every way possible.
Oh yeah.
Right. So with Frankenstein, we were going to go with kind of the love of nostalgia, or at least the way things used to be.
So I was thinking about, like, in recent times, when has, like, Universal actually worked?
Mm-hmm.
And that is like the Brendan Fraser Mummy series, like that did really well. That was really successful. So I was thinking about like a Frankenstein story that was more like an adventure than like you know, a horror movie. And so what I was thinking about is, so like it's modern time, and you know, the world is what it is. Things have like ice is melting, you know, and so like a block of ice melts up in the Arctic, and Frankenstein is there. Like, he's been frozen there since the end of like the, I'm kind of fudging with like the book and like the original, or like the two Frankenstein and Bride movies. So I think there are probably a lot of people who are fans of the Munsters in theory and maybe haven't like spent the time to dig into these, and I think it's worth it. I think it's worth looking into them. There's some stuff you're gonna really like. There's gonna be some really awful stuff, and that's also gonna be fun to talk about, and you know, see how things have changed or have not changed over time.
Right.
So, but yeah, so this is going to be, we love the Munsters, but we're not going to just like sign off on everything in this. Like, this is going to be a fair look at what we see in these.
Yeah, but let's also mention the fact that both the Munsters and Addams Family did something that's kind of different for their times. They showed a happy, loving, sex positive, for the most part, family.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
this was not on TV at this time. You'd basically, at this time, the adults in the family were generally considered to be like sex neutral. Like, they just didn't have it. Somehow the child just spawned out of nowhere. You know?
Yeah, and married couples mainly existed to bicker.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Herman and Lily bicker a little bit more than like Gomez and Morticia do in the Addams Family, but still, as a general rule, they're a much happier family than you would see in the average sitcom of the time.
Yeah, it's also good-natured joking. There's no like, oh, this old bag, you know, there's none of that.
Yeah.
It's just fun little jabs that married couples do.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.